It's Jasmine Elizabeth with the Jazz Jewel of the Week, your weekly reminder that God is within you and you will not fail. Thank you for joining us. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Happy Monday. It's Jasmine Elizabeth, your goal and accountability coach. Thank you so much for tuning in for this week's Jazz Jewel of the Week, a reminder that God is within you and you will not fail. Today is March 25th of 2024, and it's spring, but it's snowing here in Colorado, so we have a snowy start to spring as usual. If you've been in Colorado anytime, you know that we can get snow all the way up until like May or June. It's not very unfamiliar. But I hope you're staying warm. I hope you, if you're in a warmer area, that the sun is being good to you and your week is off to a great start. So I'm excited, guys. I'm excited about the season that we're in. There's so many things happening around us that can cause us to be down or depressed. And both things can exist at once. You can be happy and sad. You can be grieving and be delighted at the same time. So don't think you have to be one or the other. The beauty of humanity, the beauty of being, is that our emotions, our feelings, they can be fluid at times, meaning that they can exist on two different pendulums or extremes. So you can be happy and sad at the same time. You can be blessed or in a place where you acknowledge your blessings, but also desire more. But you can't be anxious and grateful at the same time. Those are two things that can exist at once. So if you ever find yourself in a moment of anxiety, take a moment to pause and just reflect on things that you're grateful for. And you'll actually begin to feel your body calm down. Like it actually happens. Your body calms down, your heart rate slows down, and the feelings of anxiety begin to release. So those are the only two things that really don't exist in the same space. So just for you to think of and acknowledge as we're in this journey of growing and healing and evolving, sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves to be just one thing or to be happy all the time or to be positive all the time. But remember that there's really no such thing as good or bad, that everything is, and everything is for the benefit and the growth and the evolution of your spirit to allow you to be all that God has created you to be. So there may be discomfort. There may be things that are uncomfortable. There may be tension. There may be pressure. There may be painful situations. But even in those, there's growth, there's evolution, and there's beauty. So as we're progressing, the thought for this week of where I'm challenging myself is to really hone in my focus, right? To really have a keen focus. And we're living in a society and in a culture where we're very, very distracted, like very distracted. Our screen time will tell you how much time we spend on Facebook, on social media, scrolling, watching TV, and all these things. Again, in moderation, everything is cool. Nothing is good or bad. But when it becomes overwhelming or when it comes to the point where it limits your ability to perform or it takes your energy away from where it should be, then that's when it's a distraction. Remember, we all have a certain amount of energy that we're given every day. And it's our task to use our energy to create in the way that God has created us or purposed us to do. So every day that we have is a day that we are to create. And now that doesn't mean like you have to make some grandiose project. Sometimes you're just supposed to create happiness for another person. You're just supposed to create a space of healing, or you're just supposed to be. But whatever the case may be, our days should not be idle. There shouldn't be idle. And rest is not idle. Reflection is not idle. So we have to understand what that means as well. But we have to be in a space where Our focus is keen. We're in a season where we have to dial in on what we want to accomplish or on our purpose, and then we have to say no to everything else. And I know that's easier said than done, but that is the challenge for this week. Keen focus. Hone in on your focus. Hone in on where your energy should be. Now, your energy should be could be going towards working out. Your energy could actually be going towards resting, because people don't realize that it actually takes energy to rest. Resting is ability to allow your body to calm. And sometimes in order to calm, you have to exert energy. So you have to let go of tension in your body. You have to meditate. You have to get to a place of peace, of stillness. And so that requires work. And that requires focus. So where are you focusing your energy this week? And the places that you're putting your energy, is it contributing to you becoming the person that you want to be? Or is it taking away from it? Every action that we do, it's either one or the other. As much as we don't want to admit it, every action that we do, it's either adding to us or it's taking away from us. So as we focus our energy, as we focus our attention, as we focus ourselves, I want us to think about our actions, our habits, our day-to-day routines. Think about the person that you want to become, the goal that you want to accomplish, whatever it is, and then look at your habits and your daily routine and question if your daily activities align with the person that you want to become, or are your daily activities hindering the person that you want to become? So I'm reading the book Atomic Habits, right? And so what I'm realizing is that I have a lot of habits, but I don't have a routine. And what I found was really interesting in the book is that there's two different ways that you can approach habits and routines. So you can set intentional times and locations. You can say, every morning, I will journal for 20 minutes every morning at 7 o'clock. Or you could say, I will journal immediately after I take a shower. And so your habit that you do every day is you take a shower. The new habit that you want to put in place is journaling. So you say, every day after I take a shower, I will journal. And then to even make it a little bit more, to implement it a little bit more, before you take a shower, put your journal on your bed. So when you get out the shower, you see your journal and you're prompted to actually do the journaling. But what I'm realizing is all of this comes down to your focus, where you're putting your focus. You have to be able to hone in on what you want to accomplish and literally discipline yourself to say no to everything else. So as you think about your day today, what is something that you can say no to that hinders or distracts or takes away from the person that you want to become? And what is something that you can say yes to? So if you follow me on social media, you saw the status where I said my daughter will remind me of my workout routine every day. And she has. So she's kept me consistent for a while now, at least 2 weeks. But my new train of thought is, one, I have to actually value my body, because if you don't value it, then you're not going to sew into it. And I had to actually repent, which means change the way that I think and forgive and ask for correction and forgiveness of myself. And the reason why I had to repent was because, one, I took my body for granted. If you know me, like, I've always had like an athletic stature, so I'm slim and I lose weight quick. Like, you can't tell I have 3 kids. I'm like a size 8. I have a really cute shape, but I'm flabby, right? And so I want to tighten up my body. I want to tighten up my boobs and I want to lift my butt back up. But if you look at me, I have a cute shape. So I realize that I take that for granted. And so I took the fact that I can naturally bounce back and people be like, baby, where? Bitch, what? Like, I took all that for granted, right? And so I had to repent and say, no, I can't take my body for granted. I can't take this system that I have for granted, but I need to honor it and I need to show gratitude and appreciation for it. So what do you do when you appreciate something? You keep it up, right? You fine tune it. You make sure that the oil's changed. You make sure that the systems are running right. Like, you update it, you upgrade it. And so I had to begin to see my body the same way. I value my body. I think I have a cute shape. I'm mobile. I'm agile. I can still bend over and touch my toes. I can twerk. I got Megan knees, like all of the above. And so with all of that said, I need to maintain it. And so if I want to be a person to maintain my body, what does that look like? I watch what I eat. I make sure that I stretch. I make sure that I'm working out, that I'm taking the necessary vitamins, that I'm eating well, and that I'm eating junk food in moderation, because I have a sweet tooth. And to say that I'm not going to eat sweets would be a lie. But in moderation, it's cool. And so I had to, one, recognize that I do value my body. Two, I had to repent or change the way that I viewed my body and no longer take it for granted. Three, I had to begin to practice gratitude for my body. And then four, I have to start the habits of a person who appreciates their body. A person who appreciates their body is mindful of what they eat. They make sure that they exercise. They make sure that they're putting the right nutrients in their body and that they're doing things like sweets and alcohol in moderation, because you don't want too much junk in your trunk, right? So think about your focus. Think about one thing that you want to accomplish, or one thought that you have, or one process that you have, and one habit that you have. And then reflect on that particular thing and ask, is this contributing to the person that I want to become, or is this hindering the person that I want to become? The actions that I'm taking, do they demonstrate or reflect that I value myself, that I value this goal, that I value whatever it may be, or are my actions showing the opposite? And then have the honest conversations with yourself about where you need to pivot and what new practices you need to put in place. And then, like I said, you can take a tip from the book Atomic Habits. If you haven't read it, I definitely suggest it. And you can say, my new habit will be every morning I will journal for 15 minutes at 7 a.m. Or you can put it into practice to say, I will journal for 15 minutes immediately after I take a shower every day. So think about your habits. Think about your focus. Think about your energy. Remember, we're given energy to create. And if we're not creating, we're dying. And no one is really in a rush to die, right? So while we're here to create. We're here to live. We're here to have fun. We're here to be in community. We're here to love. And so I hope that this week's Jazz Jewels gives you some thoughts, some practical tools to practice. If you enjoy listening, please, please, please share, leave a review, tag, post, comment, all of those things. And feel free to check us out on our website, jazzjewelsfoundation.org. And I look forward to sharing with you all next week. Love you. Talk to you soon.
And that was the jewel for the week. Don't forget to subscribe on all your streaming platforms. And for more information, event curation, life coaching, or just to connect, visit me on my website, jasmineelizabethinc.com. Follow me on social media, Jasmine Elizabeth on Facebook and Jasmine Elizabeth on Instagram. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Peace and love.